Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty. Hey, Steve out there in Michigan. Rose from New York City answered your challenge, and she pledges $200. Thank you, Rose.
That was quick. I'd throw something in after listening to that tape you just played. James Iredell was one of the first members of the U.S. Supreme Court, and he said this: "The only real security of liberty in any country is the jealousy and circumspection of the people themselves. Let them be watchful over their rulers, and should they find a combination against their liberties and all other methods appear insufficient to preserve them, they have, thank God, an ultimate remedy. The power which created the government can destroy it. Should the government on trial be found to want amendments, those amendments can be made in a regular method in a mode prescribed by the Constitution itself." And he went on, "We have this security in addition to the natural watchfulness of the people, which I hope will never be found wanting. The people were to watch the government closely, keep an eye. If you put people in office, you can take them out of office. If you've allowed something bad to happen, the people have the power to fix it and change it. Are we not found wanting today? Have we not been cowered into silence? Have we not been sitting back, been turned into observers and not active participants in our own government? After all, Madison said, what, we were to govern ourselves, control ourselves, sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. We need to do that, don't we?"
Yeah, we do, Joe. And the thing of it is, let me just say this very quickly. Again, when this whole Build Back Better, what they are telling you is they want to completely destroy, tear America completely and totally down.
Right.
And then build it back as a communist nation. But, you know, after what you just heard, I wanted to make an announcement here that Friday, November 19th, join us healthcare workers. These are people, the healthcare workers, that don't want to poison. These are the people that have seen up hand first, you know, first in close hands, what's happening with people with these poisonous vaccines that aren't really vaccines. But anyhow, Friday, November 19th at 12 noon, join the healthcare workers in a protest against university hospitals and Cleveland Clinic for mandating the vaccine and firing us if we do not comply. We will be starting at Miller Pavilion. That's Miller Pavilion, walking to University Hospital. Parking can be in the garage on 100th Street or any side street. Please consider carpooling. Please bring American flags, posters, megaphones, and as many people as possible. These are people that don't want to take the poison. They've seen what is happening. Now, I just wanted to say, when that clip that we played, Joe, in that clip that we played the entire time, well, no, not the entire time, actually probably about two-thirds through there, then they lost the video, but it showed athletes dying on the field, and it showed here, it was ironic because you had television news anchors, and they were sitting there, and all of a sudden, the man, has a heart attack and dies, and right there on the spot, just he's dead, okay?
Yep.
And so the woman that was with him, she had to continue the program. They came out and they hauled him away, took him away. It was really, really something, but it was... But then again, I mentioned here you had those people who were the surgeon generals or the equivalent of a surgeon general. I think it was in Norway. I'm not sure. That get out and was promoting the vax to take the vax, and said how she had just received the vax and she dropped dead. Boom! Right away, dropped right dead.
Let me throw this in. Right, perfect timing. As of the November 5, the VAERS count, that keeps track of things, sort of, COVID vaccine deaths was 18,461. Total vaccine adverse events, 1,720,302. We know that VAERS only gets maybe 1 to 10% of all the things it's supposed to report. So that could be as high then as 180-something thousand deaths. But listen to this. Dr. Peter McCullough, cardiologist, vice chief of medicine, Baylor University Medical Center, Dallas, Texas, principal faculty member of internal medicine for Texas A&M University. He's an international authority in chronic disease, cardiovascular risk. He's the most published scientist.
Joe, where were you yesterday? We played him yesterday.
Right, we played him. But what he said was, clear back years ago, he's saying when they had the swine flu, they tried to vaccinate in 1976 55 million people, but they had 500 cases of paralysis, 25 deaths, and the vaccine was pulled off the market because it was too dangerous. 500 cases of paralysis, 25 deaths, pulled it. Here we have 18,461 deaths and over 1,700,000 adverse effects, and now they're requiring two shots, and now Biden wants everybody to have a mandatory booster. He's getting ready to make a booster mandatory for all adults. This is coming out. This is what he's planning. So we know one of the top doctors in the world is saying, hey, in the past, you can't even get close to this kind of figure before they stopped the vaccine. This time, no, they're promoting to keep on giving, even the children.
Yeah, but Joe, quit complaining. Listen, there's two guys out there right now that are saying, listen, you know what? Our vaccine didn't work. We failed. It didn't work. But don't worry, because we're coming out with another one. Do you know who those two guys are? In fact, I got a clip here that we could actually play, but I don't think we'll do it now. I think we'll play the clip tomorrow. But those two guys that are saying the vaccines didn't do what we expected them to do, they failed. But, you know, yeah, so we had some people die, okay? And so we've got another one we're coming out with, and that was Mr. Fauci and Mr. Gates.
Oh, yeah, interesting people.
Yeah, we got it. So anyhow, now let me just say this. The actual numbers right now put out by those folks that, in fact, the FDA, I played that clip of that fellow who, that was his job to report and count and keep an eye on how the vaccines were working and how many people were dying. And they said it's over 150,000 in America alone. 150,000, huh?
Yeah. If you just look at my figures, if you just figure VAERS is only 10%. Reported, that would make it about 185,000.
Okay, but now I'm going to just say this very quickly. We have Bob from Wisconsin pledges 100. Thank you, Bob. U.S. Ground pledges from Massachusetts pledges 200. Thank you. We have Ruth from West Virginia pledges 200. We thank you. And one of our guys out there, at some point, I need to know where we're at and how much we need to make our goal for tonight. So when you get a chance, let me know how much more we need, because we have approximately 40 minutes left.
$3,000.
Okay.
I have a story I think people want to hear. Jammed. Christmas canceled over COVID in the most vaccinated place on earth. Yep, Gibraltar. It's a country, folks. It's the most vaccinated region. 100% of the population is fully vaccinated. Almost 50% have received not only their two shots, but their booster. And yet, they are in a pandemic. Yep. They've given out 279 doses of vaccine per 100 people, if that tells you. So here we have spiked in cases. And they are trying to say now they've got to stop events from happening. You got to stay home. You've got to go get another booster shot. The government's telling people to wear masks. They're sick all over. It seems like the more vaccine you take, the shorter the period, the more COVID comes, the more variants come, the more people are sick. It makes it worse. We've done several of these, Pastor Ernie, on the radio, and places that have the highest vaccine rates now have the highest COVID rates of reoccurrence, and it seems like the more vaccine, the faster people are getting sick, and the worse the population is.
Well, here you go, Joe.
Around the world.
2,433 dead babies. Now listen, 2,433 dead babies in VAERS, as another study shows mRNA shots not safe for pregnant women. So, like you said, VAERS admits they only count between 1 and 10% of the actual number. So their number is 2,433 women lost their babies because they took the shot, okay? Now, we've talked to some of those and played some of their clips on here, and they don't have anything they can go to do to get any justice about that. And, you know, we're doing our best to try to warn people. I mean, people say, why do you keep talking about it so much? Because people are dying, they're getting sick.
Yeah.
But worse than that, Joe, well, here you go. Study.
They're going to continue because some of these things with the pericarditis, the myocarditis, it gets worse after 3 years, 5 years. The death rate goes way up to 50% in 5 years. So the future deaths, we got a lot of things that are coming that we haven't even seen yet.
Oh, boy, here, listen to this. Government's own data reveals that at least 150,000 dead in U.S. following COVID-19 vaccines. Now, listen to this. This means there are probably have been at least 99,753 fetal deaths. That's babies dying from the COVID injections so far. Oh, there you go. That was, in other words,
loves death. It's always about death, and we've been telling people for years. The left has wanted to depopulate the earth going way back, as far as I can remember, in the 50s, 60s, 70s. The world was overpopulated, can't keep all these people. We've got to get rid of all these people that suck up all the money and health care. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, listen to this one. The end of COVID vaccines. That's right. Pfizer's miracle pill prevents 9 out of 10 hospitalizations and deaths, according to the clinical trial. So why are vaccines necessary then? When all is said and done, most people realize that pharma tycoons are just in it for the money.
Money.
And guess what? More and more top doctors and virologists are telling you, folks, this is not about COVID. It's about the money, and it's about depopulation. What we've been telling people, and see, what we've been trying to tell people, and they looked at us like, you guys are radicals, you guys are nuts. But remember, Joe, we were telling people back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
You know, because we said in their meetings, we listened to what they were saying. This isn't something that just happened. This has been planned for a long, long time here. And so, anyhow, they're out to depopulate the planet. And people are taking the poison, and people are dying. And Fauci was saying, oh, ho-hum, well, you know, it didn't work out well, but we'll come up with something new. Anyhow.
Well, he's pushing it again. You know, Biden wants the booster shots. And according to Fauci, quote, as every month goes by, the immunity wanes more and more. So as time goes by, you're going to see more vaccinated people becoming more vulnerable to the virus. NIAID Director Anthony Fauci told Axios, the vast majority of breakthrough cases, particularly among younger people, aren't severe. Then it goes blah, blah, blah about the elderly. They've got to have more protection. Well, you know, this whole thing was set up. They're trying to get rid of the old because that's where all the money the government spends, the biggest item on budgets, either for the state or the federal government, is health care. And it's particularly those over 65 that consume about, what, 90% of the health care dollar. And it's the biggest item in all the budgets of state and federal government. So what? You get rid of all the old and sick people, the government saves huge amounts of money and problems.
All right, Joe, I want to say that Rose from New York pledges 100 and B from Michigan pledges 25. That lines are open. The folks are sitting there right now. They're not ringing. And, boy, they need to light up at 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We really need to hear from you folks because we got approximately about 30 minutes left in tonight. And I just got the numbers there. We need to raise about $3,000. So that means we need to raise in 30 minutes $3,000, about $100 a minute, Joe.
Hmm. Well, 30 minutes, you said. Your math is a little off, but we'll make it.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to remind people, you've been on the radio 49 years, and in that time, you've never taken any money for the radio ministry. And no one working with you has ever taken any money in salary. We're all here because we've been called to serve the Lord, to be watchmen on the wall, to preach his gospel, you know. And so when you donate to this ministry, you're not enriching anyone. The money goes to the biggest bill we have is the radio airtime. And then that most of the money goes to pay that radio bill. And so, Pastor Ernie, a long time ago, this was set up like a real partnership. We do the work, do the research, and try and make sure that you know what's going on, that you know the truth. And your donations, the only thing they do are pay the ministry bills. And then on top of it, God says specifically, if you support a ministry, you get to share in any of the blessings of that ministry. And Pastor Ernie, through this ministry, there's a prison ministry, Right to Life, Hospice, King's Word School of the Bible, plus the radio. So anything that happens that glorifies God through this ministry and you donate, you get to share in the blessings. You have God's word on it. We can thank you, but God can bless you.
One of the major expenses with the radio ministry, Joe, is the mailing. You know, yeah. We send out that newsletter, and I'm going to tell you, it's like over 2,000 newsletters we send out every month. And people, we get such good commentary back on the newsletter. People write us all the time, tell us that, boy, they would have never known this had we not sent it out. And so they take these articles as information, things like what you hear on this radio program, folks, and we send it out, and a lot of people take it, and they copy it, and then they hand them out, which helps us a lot. And
right.
Because it's not about us. It's about doing what we need to do to try to save this country. It's about our children. And, you know, right now, how many children are...
Everybody that got the newsletter made, 10 copies, gave it to family, friends, people at work, and said, hey, once you've read it, make copies, hand it out to your family, your other friends. We could have, take a little bit of money, and it would go a long, long way to getting the Word of God out.
Absolutely. All righty, let's see, what did we have? I think it's Rose from New York, who pledges how much? I didn't get that one. Okay, here we go. We have Rose from New York pledges 100. We have Paul from California pledges 200. Paul from California pledges 200. So that means we need about 2,700. We need about 2,700. And we have about 30 minutes to get that 2,700 in. So, anyhow, folks.
Carefully consider being a partner with us. But we got somebody else that people could keep in prayer. I saw an article. This judge in the Rittenhouse's court case that's going on there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the judge, Bruce Schroeder, is... on alert for his personal safety and his children's. He's been getting death threats, and they are now threatening his children, vowed payback, that if this child is not guilty, he will not live long, and they've now all kinds of vile messages going the way, and I don't even want to read some of them. They're really terrible, but they're also threatening his children. So keep Judge Bruce Schroeder and his family in prayer. As violent as the BLM and Antifa have been, I would take these threats, and there have been, I guess, many, many, many threats. So right now he's under a 24-hour police guard, and I'm hoping that they will do the same for his children.
Well, again, remember, when we started out in the commentary, when I was talking about this, that the Fox News reporter on Veterans Day, when he was there at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier there in Arlington, and where, and he was saying how this was the first Veterans Day in over 20 years where America was not at war. Well, no. And we were saying, we are at war. Our enemy has become the federal government. It's being used against us. They're aiding and abetting. You have this... these people there, the IRS, the EPA, the NSA, the BATF, you have the FDA, the DOJ, the AMA, all of them are deep state now. They've been infiltrated, and this really was happened a lot very quickly during when Obama Nation, this man of sin is, but they've been, again, weaponized against us here. And so when we take a look at the National School Board Association conspired with Biden's White House to craft domestic terrorism letter that resulted in the FBI and the DOJ targeting parents. So here the Biden regime is picking up right where Barack Obama left off, fully weaponizing an already compromised deep state apparatus to target American political opponents. Obama weaponized the Department of the IRS, the EPA, the NSA, the BATF. So far, Joe Biden is starting with the Justice Department and the FBI. And so here he goes on to say, in late September, Biden received a letter from the National School Boards Association in which officials complained to parents showing up at local school board meetings and demanding answers as to why the districts have adopted divisive sexually inappropriate materials like critical race theory and books with sodomy and sex between boys and men in there. And so the National School Board Association even went so far as to deem parents as domestic terrorism. And, of course, that's exactly what's happening here. We have, but we have to stand, and this is terrorism, tyranny, and we have to stand against the tyranny. People, you can't, you're not at the point anymore when you can say, let somebody else do it. You folks just sit back and just say, maybe somebody will do something. No, you deserve it. You're the people that deserves this, not the people that stand up and fight back. No, you that do nothing, you deserve that. Right, Joe?
Right. In fact, to back up what you were saying, I went looking for something. Greg Jarrett's an attorney, news analyst for Fox. They've got new released internal emails that reveal the National School Board Association coordinated with the White House and Department of Injustice before they sent President Biden that notorious letter that compared the parents to domestic terrorists. And they've got emails now that show the NSBA, that's National School Board Association, coordinated with the White House for weeks, several weeks, before they sent this official letter. And basically what the whole story says is the White House helped write and tell them what to say in the letter that they were to send back asking for the Department of Justice to protect them from all those terrorists. So here we have, lies, deceit, collusion. This is real collusion between the National School Board, the White House, and then they send a letter claiming that parents are terrorists. So You see how this government is not your government. This government is part of a revolution. They are trying to take away control of your children. They're trying to control your lives. They're trying to force you to take vaccines that you don't want, don't need, shouldn't. I mean, no way do you need them. And this is a revolution, and you have to wake up and realize it's time to fight, or the next time you wake up, we'll have a country that's gone.
We're running out of time. People have to stand and they have to fight. We're running out of time, folks. Biden and the deep state are working as quickly as possible to completely destroy America. All right, Rose from San Diego pledges 50. It takes us down to 26.50 we need. And then here, Vince from New Jersey pledges 150. That takes us down to 2,500. And so we're down to 2,500, folks. Thank you, Vince. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, all you folks. So
we haven't heard from Florida or Arkansas, Little Rock, or Florida.
Okay.
A couple other places.
I haven't heard whether or not we've been taken down. Are we taken down? Go ahead. Give us a report.
Oh, no.
So after everything, we are looking at Detroit, Portland, New York, Michigan, Florida, New Jersey, Denver, San Diego. Now, I think we're back up, but I'm not 100% sure. We haven't heard any confirmations yet.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Now, you know why some of those places we haven't heard any pledges? Because we have been knocked off the air. Folks, this is war. They do not want you to hear the truth. They do not want the stuff that we are telling you to get out there. Just think, we have the FCC, this Federal Communications Commission. There are all kinds of government agencies, rules, regulations against attacking the airway, and yet it's happening. I know there's been complaints made, and the federal government is doing nothing to stop the attacks that are happening to this radio ministry. Do you think if a liberal radio program was shut down and locked on different stations, there wouldn't be all heck to pay, and the powers of the government come running in to make sure it never happened again?
Well, you know,
what do we hear? Crickets, right?
Right. I do want to say this. I listened to Ted Cruz and going after Garland, and I listened to Rand Paul going after Fauci, and Jim. Here from Ohio, I'm having one of my senior moments.
Jim Jordan,
yeah. And he was going after both of them. I mean, and praise God for these men. Praise God for those, and that they really are. We got a handful, just a handful. I do want to remind people, the problem with it, the Republicans, you know, they go after them, and they really, I mean, you know. And so the idea, yeah, so what? So we broke the law, We lied to Congress, but we're Democrats. Who's going to? Who's going to prosecute us? The Justice Department? Not hardly. Right. The Justice Department is a part of the Democratic Communist Party. It is no longer an independent agency. But see, we have to fight with everything we have, folks. We got to take it back. Well, that means we storm those school board meetings. You got to keep on storming those school board meetings. On Friday, you folks in Cleveland, you need to go out and take a stand with the healthcare workers. We need to have thousands of people out there. And look, don't take that poison. Let them fire you and then sue them. Let them fire you. The Medical Association today, the AMA, has lost all credibility. It's got no legitimacy. It has got absolutely no credibility. We're actually at the point, by the way, Joe, there in Arizona, here they're exposing a number of these people and the medical boards that got caught talking about how they've got to decrease the quality of medicine, and virtually they got caught talking about, well, you know, we're going to have to kind of eliminate some of these people. They said it in such a way as where they didn't say come right out and fat and kill them, but lowering the quality of health care, letting more of them die off.
Right.
So
those people that are sick or need intubation, they call it, let them die because, what? It's too costly to save them.
Already.
Those that are old and have, you know, other health problems.
Annie Marie from New York pledges 50. That takes us down to 2450. Edna pledges, Edna pledges $10. That takes us down to 2440. And we got, let's see, Nella from New York pledges 200. Well, good. That takes us down to about 21-something, 2190, I believe it is. And so, praise the good Lord, folks. 888, we're running out of time. We've got approximately 20 minutes left. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I don't know, maybe Mighty Andrew could tell us. It looks like he's on the phone. How long? Do you know how long we were down on these stations? Okay.
Everybody, so Detroit, Portland, New York, and there's some others that have said they come back, but they said they came back around 11:07.
How long? Do you have any idea how long we were down?
So I would say in between 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, well, praise the good Lord, then we're back up on those stations.
Yeah.
Folks.
But it tells you just how much they do not want the voice of the Christian resistance heard. And so a lot of you that can rehear it on the podcast, if you missed it, you can go to thewordcleveland.com. I think Andrew will have it up, what, half hour after we're off air?
Pretty much so.
You can hear the podcast.
Yeah.
But here's something people can do if there's time. Did you ever talk about Stuart, Florida, and what they do down there?
I can't remember. We cover a whole lot of things.
Yeah. They're having a Bible reading marathon in Stuart, Florida, or they've had it. This story came out the 14th. Started Veterans Day, and what they're doing is they're reading through the Bible. And they're having people of all ages sign up for a 15-minute increment to read the scriptures. And they're starting, it happens around the clock, and they start in Genesis, and they go through the final amen. And this has been approved by both the counties. I'm trying to remember the Stuart and Marion County. The counties have endorsed this event. It's been going on now 21 years. And it's something people could do in their city, their county, their community. This, you know, if you're in one of those areas, a certain community, a church, all kinds of people could get busy and do something like this in your own backyard. Read the Word of God in public and pronounce.
All right, Joe, we're down. Ryan from Texas has pledged 250. Mary from New York has pledged 100. So that brings us down to about $1,600, I think. We're down to about $1,600.
We're going.
So praise the good Lord.
Big shout out to Stuart, Florida, and some good Christians down there in those two counties. And I hope to see that catch on all across the country.
All right. Now we got Marie and Ted from Florida pledge 50. No, that takes us. I think we're around 1550 right now, somewhere in that area. And so, all right, 888-281. We have approximately 16 minutes left. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. A couple of things I wanted to hit on. The new American Civil War, not terribly unlikely. I know you wanted to talk about that, and nation is malaria swamp of strange new faiths and creeds and soothsayers. President Joe Biden participates in a meeting of cybersecurity Wednesday. First of all, he's not my president. I don't recognize him as the president at all, okay? And here, as we go ahead, under Joe Biden's presidency, the nation was told during the campaign there would be new unity. Remember, they always tell you the opposite.
Exactly, a new moderate. He would be a moderate, right? Bring us together.
In our lifetime, Obama was the most divisive until Biden came along. and a new moderate path that would bring Americans together as one big happy family out with the years of division under President Trump's. You know, here I got to say this, Joe. People are begging President Trump to come back. They're begging him to come back and save the nation before it's too late. Inflation is growing at a rapid rate. Gas prices are skyrocketing. I'm talking to more and more people that they can't get materials and things they need. Businesses are going to close down. Here, to try to force this, basically, even though the courts have ruled, you can't do that. You can't force. It's not constitutional. Biden said, I don't care about the Constitution.
Right. The Fifth U.S. Circuit actually came out, the three-member panel, they made a ruling, and then they upheld their ruling and said this was grave statutory and constitutional concerns about the mandate. So in a major court, the Fifth Circuit is not known for its conservatism. They've come out and said it is not constitutional. And Biden says, who cares? What are you going to do, court?
Mary from New York pledges 100. Joe C., that's my buddy, Joe C. We keep praying for Joe, too. Joe Z., he pledges 200. And Stephanie from New York pledges 40. I think, Joe, that brings us down to about 1,300.
We're getting closer by the minute.
Yeah. And so we got approximately 13 minutes left.
What you were starting to look at was a piece, a journalist in Sweden, Malcolm Kajun, I think.
Glasgow.
And he's basically wrote a long piece about possibility of civil conflict in the near or mid future for the United States. And he says if it's a question, the answer may be very well that it's not terribly unlikely. And he wrote that America is nearing its 250th birthday. And he goes, so? Well, that's a point historically where empires either slowly start to fade away or very, very quickly fall apart and dissolve. And he is saying America is currently a malarial swamp of strange new faiths, creeds, soothsayers, itinerant prophets from Q to vaccine scientism to various forms of pseudo-Gnosticism centered around trans people. Some big words, but he said, people are talking about civil conflict, secession, civil war, and he said this is now mainstream conversations in America. I heard somebody in Texas say if certain things happened, Texas would consider, seceding from the Union, and it was a big-name politician. So it's interesting. People around the world are looking at what's going on, and he said, if you look at what's happened, the U.S. has now seen the notable horsemen of the apocalypse that historically herald strife and revolution. He cited political divisions among the elites, increasing loss of legitimacy of the government in the eyes of the people, military defeat abroad, and new anomalous crisis in the economy with no end date in sight. They're now saying this transitory inflation is not transitory. It's way higher than they tell you it is. It's going to last a lot longer than they tell you. And here Biden's doing everything, cutting another pipeline, gas pipeline. They're doing everything they can to down the economy and make it worse for you, make it more costly to live. It is not going to get better, and their new $1.2 trillion plan is going to flood more dollars into basically green energy, which will not save us, will not keep the country running. And we are looking at some really hard times ahead, people, if we don't wake up and put a halt to some things by some civil disobedience and by outrage, and if we have to take to the streets and march and protest.
Joe, we're down to Tony from Walburn, Massachusetts, pledges 100, and Bill in Ohio pledges 200, so we're down to about $1,000. We're down to about $1,000, what we need right now, at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Arizona local school board president expected to resign over a dossier kept on parents who spoke against policies at school board meetings. Scottsdale, Arizona, today, although it was expected that Scottsdale Unified School District President John Mitchell Greensburg would resign from the board at a close meeting last night, he refused to do so. Greenberg did resign his position as president, but he refused to resign his board seat altogether, even in the face of enormous pressure from the parents. And initially reported by the Scottsdale Independent, Greenberg was responsible for keeping an extensive opposition. This is exactly what they did in Nazi Germany. This is exactly what was going on, and also in Soviet Union. And so opposition research style dossier are parents who spoke up at the school board meeting, criticizing board support of several issues related to curriculum and to the health and safety of the district's children in the schools. Fox News reported that the dossier included the complaining parents' social security numbers. They got their social security numbers, Joe, their background checks, a divorce paper, mortgage documents, and trade certificates, and screenshots of Facebook posts. Fox News also reported that the dossier included 18 folders marked CAN Network in reference to the Community Advocacy Network, a group of parents that formed last year advocating for in-person learning and against mask mandates, refers to parents as wackos. Listen, I know, listen, you must not be intimidated, folks. You must not be intimidated. Listen, these are your children. Are or are not your children worth laying your life down? You must resist. The Bible says we have to resist unto blood, meaning unto death. And we're up against, and if you folks out there, you people, if you have self-respect, any integrity, you people that work for the FBI, if there's any of you out there left, and I know a lot of the, I used to know a lot of good people on the FBI, And they felt the same way we did. They were proud to be Americans. But today, there's still, I believe, those, Joe, that are out there. McTernan thinks there's none left, but I think there's some good people still there. But it's the management that has sold out, that went a-whoring. It's the top ranks that went a-whoring. But if any of you at that FBI, and you people there at the top, you better understand something. What you did, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and believe me, God is watching. You're not going to get away with it. God is not mocked, and you're not going to get over on him. If you have any honor left at all, any decency and integrity, God's word, the Bible, very, very clear where it comes to betrayal, and God's going to deal with that. You need to repent of that. You need to repent of that. And so the same thing with the you people that work at the DOJ. If there's any Christians up there left, and the good news for you people at the DOJ, only the lost can get saved, right? That's what you need to do. Okay, here we got, let's see. Lawrence from New Jersey pledges 50. So, folks, I think we're down to about 9:50, and we've got about 7 minutes left. So we got about 7 minutes left. We need to hear from you. Unless just one of you just want to pledge 9:50, yeah, go for the whole 1,000, round it off, right? And then I can save the rest of my voice. So somebody out there,
help us out.
Help me save my voice. I'm running out of voice out here tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
20 people, you know, 30 people donate. We were talking earlier about the mess the country's in. One of the things is people aren't working, and here's why. One of the reasons, IRS delivered the fifth child tax credit payment this week to 36 million families. They delivered $15 billion in child tax credit. So all these parents expect to receive extra cash. They're giving cash. This is the fifth round of payments from the expanded child credit, and they're handing it out in cash. The monthly installment worth $300 a child is issued via direct deposit for most families the 15th of November. So think about that. You got some of these poor families with three, four children. Added together, 12. That's a lot of money per month, and a lot of the families don't have to work when they're getting that kind of extra money coming in. And low, middle-income parents can expect to receive about $3,000 for every child, 6 to 17, and $3,600 for every child under the age of 6 with this expanded. And they were handing this stuff out. Remember all the extra money that...
Hey, Joe, Tony and Patty and Tampa Pleasures, $1,000. We made our goal. Thank you. Thank you, Tony, and thank you, Patty. And, I know what you're saying, the incentive not to work, and this is exactly... Remember what AOC said? That people that don't want to work shouldn't have to. People that do work should support those. And remember what Obama Nation said? He wanted to transfer the wealth from those that have earned it to those that deserve it.
But the scripture says God wants everyone to work as they are able, right?
Yep. Well, you see, again.
Everybody doing something, and the early church, if you wanted to eat, you had to work. And
see,
everyone, was a
communism is in total opposition to whatever God's word the Bible teaches. Communism is satanic. It's a satanic cult. That's what it is. But listen to this. Jewish rabbinical court prohibits the jab. Absolutely forbidding ruling on COVID jabs by Jewish court. Here, a promotion of vaccines is also prohibited, and pregnant women are warned not to take them. A rabbinical court in New York City ruled that it is absolutely forbidden to administer or even to promote this COVID-19 injection to children, adolescents, young men, or women. The ruling entitled Official Translation of the Halakha Delineation came from the listening to 8 hours of extensive testimony from experts in the field. The document also referred to testimonies from fellow Jews who suffered injuries and also how this injection is harmful to pre-creation and fertility. So there you go.
It's about time we hear from other groups, standing up and saying something.
Well, they are, but they've got to increase. They've got to do it more quickly because, like you said,
time is getting short.
Right. The communist, the antichrist, and the anti-American communist forces are doubling down to destroy America as quickly as possible. I know it's hard for some people just don't understand. Why would they want to do it? They live here in this country. Well, they don't understand that people like Biden and that, they're promised billions of dollars and another life in another country, but just take America down. Take her down.
No, they don't think the enemy will take over. They think they're going to just destroy the republic and they can build us back as a communist socialist satellite and we'll be part of this one world government. And they so believe this fake narrative, this dream, this utopia, they can bring back this perfect society without God. They are blinded.
Well, I'm not planning on giving up.
They're blinded from the truth.
I'm not planning on giving up any freedoms. I've been fighting for many too long, and folks out there, I am, again, like you say, Joe, we're seeing some action out there all across this country. In fact, tomorrow's Wednesday, and Wednesday, they're at Route 20 and Menor and Isley Road, Route 20 and Menor and Isley Road, and I think it's every Wednesday they have, I think it's from 10 in the morning to 12, they have a picket out there. People come out and protest against the forced vax and against the masks. So folks out there, join them. Keep it growing.
It'd be great to see thousands out there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what you need to see, absolutely.
In my neighborhood, we couldn't get thousands together because Well, there aren't thousands. We might get a couple hundred if we got everybody in the half the county.
All right. John in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, John. And right now we're at that point where, folks, that we come to at this time every night, the most important part. First of all, I want to thank all of you. And we were only down for about, what, 10 or 15 minutes, I think. We weren't down very long, so our people, our side, pushed back against the forces of darkness. But you know what? I've talked to all the people who were from the different stations, and they always tell us, for the most part, it only happens to our program. And so that tells us something, doesn't it, Joe? But anyhow, folks, we come to the point of the program where everything we've talked about tonight will be forgotten. Everything that we've said will be forgotten someday. The only thing that won't be forgotten is what we're telling you right now. The time will come when the only thing that will matter to you is your personal relationship with the Lord. You see, there are absolutes, and you're either saved or you're lost. You're saved or you're lost. And we get to this point every night. Everybody listening to me out there right now is going to die. Maybe tonight. Your soul may be required of you tonight. For millions, it will be required all across this world tonight. You may be one of them. The question is, it's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. The tragedy is to die in your sin. So ask yourself this. If you died right now, where would you spend eternity? You say, well, you're a good person. That won't get you there. The Bible says your best righteousness like filthy rags. The Bible says there's only one way. Only one way to get to the Father into heaven, and that's to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, well, I don't necessarily believe that. Well, it's okay. You will. You will. There's no chance in the world that you won't. I don't care who you are out there. You're going to believe that. You're going to believe that in either heaven or hell, but you'll believe it, right? There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Everybody there believes it now. So what you need to do is you need to get real and say, boy, you know what? He's got a point. If I was to die tonight, where would I spend eternity? And believe me, hell is not a good place. So what I would do if I were you tonight, I would do exactly as the only one that could get you to heaven, the one that took your place upon that cross, said. And that's very simple. He says, pray to the Father. Pray. Do it tonight. Repent. Repent. Pray to God the Father. Ask him to forgive your sins. And then ask the Lord Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any exemption. If you do that, you become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and indwelt with the Holy Spirit. If you don't do that, you're going to have all of eternity to wish that you had. And so we want to say, as we do every night at this time, good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.